Hola, and welcome to Golden Tongue Podcast. This is your girl, The Oracle. And I am going to try my best this episode to retell the story of one of my first episodes. I think it was actually my first episode. It was when I started the podcast. The name of the episode was A Night in New York. And I had experienced my first sex party, and I had a great time. I'm going to try to relive that moment and try to put in as much detail as the original episode had and make it as great as the original episode. Like, one of the things that have been, I want to say, delaying me from recording is I don't feel like this second go around is just, I don't know, it's not where I wanted to be. Like, a lot of times when I recorded, it would be like fresh right after an incident. Like the first time I ever squirted, I recorded that on the ride home. So it was just like right in the moment kind of thing. Versus now, it's like hard to even find time to record. But a lot of people have been telling me lately, they've been listening to the podcast or they listened to the episode and they, you know, gave me their feedback. A lot of people think I'm funny. I like to think I'm a little funny. This girl that I kind of used to talk to, she was like, you should start a podcast. I'm like, girl, I already got one, so. Whatever. So let me see if I can take a stroll back down memory lane and record this episode. But before I begin, I want to state you must be 21 years of age or older to listen to this podcast. Again, you must be 21 years of age or older to listen. If you are not 21, deuce deuce or chuck a deuce, as I used to say. All right, so let's see if we can start from the beginning. This is in the very beginning when I started my Instagram, which is now called The Oracle, but I think back then it was The Kiss Shop. I was trying to start a business. That's how Instagram even came about. I was trying to start a business that targeted women who would like to come to classes and learn how to give fellatio, or just to have a girls' night with the girls and come suck on dildos and drink. So that was my original intent. Like, a lot of my girlfriends used to always ask me for advice when it came to giving head. I gave out great advice that, you know, helped them in the bedroom. A lot of my male friends always talked about how when they had received head from women, it just really ain't bad. I know a lot of women aren't comfortable with doing it, aren't comfortable with swallowing and things like that. So that's what prompted me to want to start the business. So I started the page and I go on my page and I'm like, this is very in the beginning. I didn't really have any followers. I didn't really know anyone. And I came across this page by a woman named CJ Ryder. And she was doing exactly what I wanted to do, teaching fellatio classes and ideas that I had written down. It was happening at her in her classes, at least from the snippet of the videos I seen. So I was like, damn, somebody's doing exactly what I want to do. Which, I mean, I wasn't 100% fully surprised because I actually had got the idea from tuning into a podcast that I used to listen to, and one of the guests on there was teaching classes about taking pride in sucking dick. So it wasn't too far-fetched, but I don't know. My ideas were just all on this woman's page. And I was like, shit. And she's based in Atlanta, at least at the time she was. So at first I felt like I was a little bummed. I'm like, damn, bummer. Someone's doing what I'm doing. But then I'm like, you know that saying, how many loaves of bread do you see on the aisle? Like, she's doing it, but she's doing where she's at, and it ain't the same, you know. It ain't the same as you. It ain't just the same swag, so you can make it your own. So I was like, instead of being upset, I'm going to go to one of her classes and try to, you know, see what I can learn, like, get a feel on how I can market, how I can organize, mainly organize the event, because that was the main thing I was struggling with, organizing them. How would I organize an event on second day? So she was having a class that was in Atlanta, and it was coming up very soon. It was in August, the end of August, and I was like, shit, I can't make it out there. I think I had just came back from Atlanta, or I don't know. It was end of the summer, and my profession was starting, and I was just like, I can't get out there. Damn it. But then, lo and behold, she had another class when she was coming to New York, which is only 2 hours from Philly. So I was like, oh, bet, I'm going to that class. And she was also bringing Carly Red. I don't know if anyone knows who Carly Red is, but she's a famous Love & Hip Hop star. She's been on Love & Hip Hop for years. Excuse me. And they call Carly Red, the men on there used to joke about calling her Mouth of the South. So, and she was starting a sex line or a sex something. She was going to school for sex therapy or something at that point in time. So, I was like, bet, I'm definitely going. So, okay, when I created the page, somehow, some way, I got added by this guy. I'm going to call him Haiti. I don't know. We're still, like, following each other to this day. He's one of my number one supporters, so shout you out. I don't know how we found each other, but we did. And he's liking my content and things like that. And we started talking about inbox, and I mentioned that they were going, that CJ Ryder was having a class in New York. And he was like, well, I'll buy you a ticket. You know, you come up here. Also, he started talking to me about the lifestyle. And like, I always wanted to go to a sex party. I had never been. I was like, but my only thing is, what I fret is not being around a bunch of black people, because it's always been, this coochie is for colors only. I didn't find that saying until like a couple years later, but at the time, that's how I was feeling. I'm like, I want to see black people. And everything I will look up at home is a bunch of white people. And I'm like, or too much of a mixed crowd for me. So he was like, cool, I got you, because he's pro-black as well. So we had those things in common. He was like, I got you. So he got my ticket, and he found a party for us to go to. So it was like a one-day trip to New York, I think. I had got up there early. I had friends that are from New York. So I had met one of my girlfriends. I don't even know why we met, but whatever. I'm walking through New York. Like, before I met my girlfriend, I'm just, you know, catching the sub, because I like to do those kind of things when I go to people's cities. Cities only, because cities have great public transportation. So I'll get on the bus. I'll do things like that. So I'm on the subway. You know, it's September. It's like fall. I got this dress on, some like heel boots, skimming. I feel good. So I go to the class. The class was great. Some of the things that I anticipated when I start my own class, it definitely happened in that class, which let me know that, like, you can't please everybody. I had got a free book from CJ Ryder. She's extremely nice. I told her, you know, my purpose in coming and what I was interested in. And she was like, go ahead, girl, do your thing. Like, she was like, my first class, I had about three people there. Like, so look at me now. So I definitely learned a trick there that I had never used before. I don't really do it when sucking dick, but I do sometimes teach people to use it. I don't know who it works for, but it's cool on a dildo. It takes some breathing and practice to do it on a real dick, but the class was really cool. We sucked dicks. I got my first dildo, because I had, at this point, I had only one sex toy, and I had it for years. I think it was dead at this point. It was a bullet. And I wasn't big on putting anything inside me except for real penises. So, but it came with the class. We had fruit, wine, and dildos. So the class was great. I had a good time. So the plan was that Haiti was going to come pick me up from the class. So, which she did. he arrived like shortly after the class was over. He picked me up in an Uber. He got me the liquor that I wanted, which really isn't much, pineapple juice and Malibu and coconut. That's my go-to. So he had that. He smelled amazing. I do remember that. And he was dapper, you know, like he's Haitian and he's also a New Yorker. So it wasn't like a hood type of swag. It was more like he was dressed more like a gentleman, which was cool. So we took an Uber to the party. Now, this is my first sex party, and I will say, to this day, this is one of the best times I've had at a sex party, which means I need to start going to New York parties more often. I don't know why I haven't been to one in New York in a while, but since then, I don't really know. But so as soon as we walk in, there's this guy at the door, and this it kind of reminded me of a brownstone that we were in. I believe it was a brownstone. Well, maybe. I don't know. Let me not fuck that up. But I want to say it was a brownstone, but it was similar to what if it wasn't. And so he's kind of like in the hallway here. Like when you first walk in, there's a paper there on a stand, and basically he told us to read over it, and like we had to verbally agree. And it talked about consent, which I have yet to see that at a party. And he basically told us, you know, if you verbally agree with these rules, you have to follow them. If you don't, you'll be kicked out the party. All right, so then when we go in, now we are in New York, everything is kind of small. There's like living room space. But the kitchen right there too wasn't big. And there's the kitchen, like I can see all that. Now, I'm looking on the floor and it's this rolled up carpet. So I was like, that's like, in my head, like, that's tacky as fuck. Like, it looks like all the couches are like off to the side, and it's not much sitting room because then, bam, right there is the kitchen. But it's just like, why would y'all leave this carpet right here? And he must have read my mind, the guy who's at the door, because he was like, oh, and this is the carpet man. Feel free to step on him. He will love it. So I was like, I don't. No, he was me stepping on him. And then I look, there is a sign over top of him that I think it said step on me and had a smiley face. It was real simple. I can't remember what it exactly said. So I was like, I don't know. I'm a big girl, y'all. So smaller, actually, than I admit. But always been a big girl. So I was like, I don't think he want me stepping on him. He was like, actually, he would love it. I'm like, then I got these like heel boots on and not really a heel. He was like, that's even better. I'm like, for real? So I'm one of those people who would try damn near anything once, unless it required heights. But so I said, shit, fuck it. So I start walking on them. Now at first I'm timid and Haiti is holding my hand, helping me like stay balanced. But I don't know. That shit felt liberating. For one, it's a white man that's that I'm stepping on. I could like he was rolled up completely in this bitch. I mean, completely. But I could see, like, from the cutout of his mouth that he was white. And who the fuck else would have somebody walk on him? Like, come on. So, I don't know. It just felt liberating. By the end of the night, I'm dancing on him, me and another woman. I stepped on this man's face. Oh, that was the best. It was great. And then, I think he might have asked me to step on his balls or something. I'm like, you sure with the heels? He like, even better. I stepped on his balls. He stuck his tongue out. That was very interesting and very fun. And yeah, I wouldn't mind abusing white men. I tell you, probably white women as well. But that was really fun. That was really fun. That was one of the highlights of my night. So, the owner is a thick, beautiful lady, black lady, and she's in like black lingerie and like a black duster. And she's, you know, talking to us, and Haiti tells her this is my first time. And she's like, you know, just welcoming in and telling me about things. So the floor that we on, the floor that you first come in, was strictly for BDSM. So the carpet guy being walked on, it's, I don't know, it's not really torture, but it's definitely a kink. It's a different, very rare. In the room next, because we're in the kitchen, but there's a bathroom in the room next to it. It is a guy doing fire play, but also on the bed, which happened later on in the night, this guy was doing shock or electrocuting people. And then it's people walking around being dominated. A guy wound up coming in, tying women up and other people up. So that floor was strictly for BDSM. And then she said the bottom floor below us was strictly for play. So if you wanted to play or watch, be a voyeur, you can go down there. I know shortly after this white girl comes up. You can tell she had just got finished being fucked. Like, she was so giddy and happy and completely naked. And she was just, I was like, yeah, she just got fucked. I think me and Haiti may have went downstairs and see what was going on down there. And at the time, I don't think it was any fucking going on. There was an old white couple off in the corner and doing their own thing, and the woman was mainly giving him a hand job. But they were just like in the corner on a bed doing their own thing. So there are a few beds out down there, quite a few. There was a couch, well, mattresses, not really beds. if you've been to a sex party, you know what I mean. So we go in the backyard because it was like the backyard is where you could smoke or whatever, hang out. So we went to the backyard for a while. And me and Haiti are back there talking. I don't quite remember how, but I think he may have asked me to, could he eat my ass? I think. And mind you, I have been walking around New York all day. When I say I've been walking, like I've been walking subway, I wasn't really Ubering or anything. So, and I've been here since the morning time. Now it's night. I'm like, I mean, sure, but I've been walking around all day, which was even better for him because actually that's one of his kinks. He likes that kind of those kind of things, like things that may possibly have a smell to him. Not like horrendous, but like I don't know. He just has a thing for smells, farting, things like that. So whatever. So he starts eating my ass, and which turned me on. Now, originally, I just came to be a voyeur. And it seems like nowadays, I'm always talking about me. Every time I say, I'm just coming to watch, I'm coming to watch, some shit happens. So I'm like, seriously, I'm just coming to watch, or whatever. Like, but him eating my ass turned me on, and it's a lot going on. I'm starting to be turned on. So, of course, you know he tries to fuck me, so I'm like, okay, if we fuck, I have to take a shower. Like, I just, that ain't me. So there's a bathroom, and they're like, you're free to use the shower. He had a backpack full of shit, condoms, wash rags, soap. I had my own wash rag. I'm not sure if I had my travel soaps, probably did, but I got in the shower and I washed up. He was in there with me. He didn't get in the shower because he just got in the shower, actually, before you met me. I know we were like chilling upstairs for a little bit. There was a black girl who actually got did the fire play, and she was talking to me saying it was cool and how I should try it. But I was like, girl, not my hair. Like, we black, you getting your hair, like, you ain't scared your hair catching on fire. Like, that's my thought. I don't know the chronological order, but I'm just going to go with things that happened tonight. We do go downstairs, me and Haiti. We go downstairs, and the hostess is flirting with him heavily. Like, I kind of thought she was probably flirting with me, but she was definitely flirting with him. So she kind of, like, I think is how we got downstairs. And we go down there, and she's like in between two men, and they're like kissing on her, and damn near worshiping her while she's on the couch. And I don't really remember. We start fucking. I think I gave him a little head. And we start fucking. Yeah. I can't remember everything we did. I know maybe while we were in doggy style, I can't remember. I know the hostess had came up and was like, "Can I touch you?" I thought she was talking to me, so I said, "Yeah." And that was one of the things that happened, like all throughout the night. Everybody, you mind if I touch your elbow? I loved it. Like I kind of got spoiled thinking that's how the lifestyle was going to be for everybody, but everybody ain't there. But everyone in that party was there. Like no one laid a finger on you without asking first. So, but she was actually talking to Haiti. So he said, "Yeah." I don't know. We were fucking, and all I do, I was, I don't know. I got in this zone, like to just focus on him and me. But I would look up and I would see people, and it was like, oh shit! I forgot I was in a room full of people. So I would like just direct my attention right back on him. I know, and we ended with me riding him. I know I was riding him. And he asked me to stop. But then he was just like, fuck it, and just came. So then after he came, we went back upstairs and we got in the shower. And we were just like walk around, hanging out, chilling. I mean, I put my clothes back on because yeah. He put his on too. And next thing you know, people were fucking downstairs. It was the girl who had got put on, who was participated in flyer play. She was fucking this guy. The white girl was fucking two guys, two black guys. I can't remember who else fucked that night. I think that's all I really remember. I know we went back upstairs. We kind of just chilling on the couch, talking, and this guy was there with his sub. He was a dom. So he had her tied up on this heavy ass fucking chain. I'm not talking about like, it was huge. And he had her walk around with it. Like she was tied up and she had to walk around this heavy ass chain. Then he assigned her to find somebody else. She was blindfolded. That's what it was. She was blindfolded, walking around with this heavy ass chain. So then he assigned her to do that, to blindfold someone and put the chain on them. So it was this one, young white guy walking around with these, like, was it Adidas? Like, they weren't boxers. They were like tighty whities. Because his little thing was, it was poking out. She had asked him, she had assigned him so that he's walking around with the blindfold and the heavy ass chain and taking orders from her. So the dom eventually starts electrocuting people. So now a lot of people are coming in and are basically strictly voyeurs. Like they were fully clothed and they was just in that room. Because I'm in the room and I'm just hanging out with Hayden. We're talking, observing what's going on, and I hear these screams. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on in here? Like in the other room, I'm getting up because I'm too nosy not to find out what's happening. He like, I'm sitting here. I'm like, no, something is going on in here. So I'm gonna go see. So I went in there. I see that the dom is electrocuting people. And he talked about he had colors, and this is first time ever, realizing that when people do play in the BDSM into BDSM, there are like codes. They have codes. So his was yellow, well, red, yellow, green, like stop lights. Red meaning like basically stop. Yellow, like it's okay, but you need to slow something down. And green means like it's good. So he was electrocuting this woman, and yeah, that was crazy. Like that was crazy. That was the first time I ever seen something like that. Now, I mean, I still haven't seen it on like the type of voltage he had. I've seen little stuff, but yeah, that was something. And so I was watching that, and then we were just hanging out. Guys would come up and talk to us. Now this, and I'm still confused about this to this day, because I think everybody, to me, every man is gay until proven otherwise. No, seriously, most men I feel like are bisexual or pansexual, pan like a motherfucker, okay? But So, like, some men that were playing or whatever throughout the night, they would come up. So, I'm with Haiti. Like, clearly we're in here together. No, he's not my man, but we didn't fuck. And I've been following him around and been with him the whole time. So, like, men would come up and they're talking to him. So, I was like, I don't know if it's, like, talking to him to fill out if they could fuck me or shit, are they interested in him? I don't know. That was just, yeah. And still to this day, it happens a lot. So I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. They trying to fuck him or they trying to fuck me. I don't know. Because it happens when I go to parties with, and I be with a man, even if that ain't my man. It just seems to happen. Like, I don't know. Mm. These niggas be nigga. Nigga. But that's even here right there. I don't remember how the night ended. I mean, of course, the party was coming to an end, so we had to leave. But like, I know that eventually, like, this Asian woman had came in. Sis was bad, too. She left. She just came from the club. And I think she came in with her man. I feel like she was with an older black man. I don't know. But when she went downstairs, she was fucking everybody. She was fucking everybody. I was like, that's right. I know that's right, sis. And, like, eventually, you know, the club, well, yeah, the party was ending and we had to go, you know, home or whatever. I think that's pretty much all that happened. Like I said, this is years ago. This is, what, 2018? 7 September 2018. I remember asking Haiti, yo, how'd you find this place? Because it was mainly black people. People of color, Hispanics. There were a few, like I said, the one Asian woman. There were a few white people. The young white guy with the little wee wee poking through his drawers. The white couple, the old white couple that sat in the corner and just did their own thing. The white girl who's getting fucked by everybody. And then there was another white man came in. He was tying women up. He was doing rope play. He was just tying women up. And he was, like, talking to people and explaining how it goes and how it works and things like that. So I was like, yo, how'd you find this? Even though it was in someone's house, it's given, like, it's a bunch of black people, like, here. And like I said, that's a struggle that I've been having at home, like, trying to find black people. Which I find out my city ain't even about their life later on. But it's getting there now. But he was like, Fat Life. I was like, Fat Life. And that's how I found out about Fat Life. And I signed right the fuck up. Right up. The night ended. We caught an Uber I went to my girlfriend's house because it was extremely late. I wasn't going home. And we hugged and kissed. And yeah, that was my night in New York. And I said, I can't. Like, give full-blown detail. I don't know if I'm even missing anything because it was years ago. But that was my first sex party. And I fucked at it. I was just like, yo, you were supposed to go and watch. How the child? I'm adventurous as shit. Like, I'd be, like, surprising myself. How that sound? No, but I seriously be surprising myself. Like, I'm like, yo, sometimes you need to chill. You need to chill. But it was a good time. Like I said, for that to be my first sex party, still one of the best parties I've ever been to. I got to fuck, hang around some like cool people. I don't know, the vibe was just, it was good. It was good. It was really good. People were happy, no like drama or anything. I mean, the closest to drama, which wasn't even no drama. The white guy, the young white guy that was walking around, when he was blindfolded, he was walking into some black men and not like understanding black men is the best way I could say this. Like some hood ones. And they gave him a look like, yo, you need to watch. You gotta chill. But it was nothing. It was nothing. It was really like a good time. And like I said, I found out about Fat Life. And of course, Fat Life led me to other people and events and things like that. So yeah, that was my night in New York, and I had a good time. And I need to go back to New York. I've been trying to get there all summer. It's a lot more people on the scene doing things. I'm hearing about parties. I'm a little scared though. I'm a little scared. Because I just was informed that there's a kink life, and then there's the just we fucking like we the, everybody fucking like everybody having sex type of life. And I don't know if I'm about with the everybody fucking life. I had fun that I guess that party I went to was a kink party. I don't know, it had a mixture of both. I mean, I don't know, I had a good time. That's all I can say. I did, and that was my night in New York. And I, again, shout out to y'all, Haiti, for putting me on to parties, Fet Life, and always, you know, supporting me and still rocking with me to this day. And that was like 4 years ago. So, yeah, that was my night in New York.